From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, peeps.
I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's Monday, March 24th, 2008. No, we are not using urban slang circa 2002 when we say peeps. We actually mean peeps, like the little candies, like the little marshmallow chicks.
Yes.
Look at this book. It's an entire book, and it makes me, it's called Peeps, Recipes and Crafts to Make with Your Favorite Marshmallow Treat.
Crafts, because they often go stale. And when those things are stale, man, you can hurt someone if you threw it that way.
Exactly. You can make dams and during floods and things. Actually, we're going to talk to the editor of one of these books because, after all, it's the day after Easter and you might have some leftover peeps. You will be astounded with
chocolate
some of the...
chocolate molten peep cake.
Some of the suggestions in here. A peepinata? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Highbrow peep cuisine. Also, on this hour of the show, more serious story, a lawsuit over a story that was ripped from the headlines... which we are ripping from the headlines, a lawsuit over an episode of Law & Order. It claimed something called libel in fiction. We're going to delve into the charge and how hard it is to prove that in just a bit.
And the Reverend Jeremiah Wright's comments about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton thrust race right up front and center in this campaign. We're going to speak with the professor emeritus at the University of Chicago's Divinity School. His name is Martin Marty. He taught Jeremiah Wright. He's known him for 35 years. We'll get his thoughts on the past couple of weeks, on the Reverend, as well as the church in question.
Also, baseball is coming up, starting soon the season. We'll get a preview of the upcoming season, plus what to do with all those, you know, we talked about it. We're gonna address the leftover peep question. But first,
the deaths of four U.S. soldiers in Baghdad brings the total number of U.S. deaths in Iraq over the 4,000 mark, just days after the fifth anniversary of the war. They were killed by a roadside bomb in southern Baghdad.
While news outlets use words like milestone, earlier today a U.S. military spokesman described the number as arbitrary. Rear Admiral Greg Smith said, quote, "No casualty is more or less significant than another. Each soldier, Marine, airman, and sailor is equally precious and their loss equally tragic."
The deaths came on a day when Baghdad Green Zone was hit by repeated rocket and mortar fire. There were also two suicide bombings in Mosul and a car bombing in Samarra. In all, more than 50 people were killed in Iraq yesterday.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Baghdad. She spoke yesterday about the recent upsurge in violence.
What the U.S. military has always said is that these security gains that we've seen over the past months are reversible. And so they're watching this situation very, very closely. Over the past few weeks, we've seen violence increasing. Today was a dramatic example of that. They're going to be watching this very, very closely to see if this trend continues. And if it does, perhaps that may affect the speed with which some of these U.S. forces are withdrawn.
And while the total number of U.S. deaths has reached 4,000, the number of Iraqi civilian deaths is much higher. The website iCasualties.org puts that total at over 40,000, while the site Iraq Body Count says it's over 80,000. Both sites base their totals on news reports of violence and acknowledge that they are estimates. You can follow this story anytime at NPR.org. But right now, let's get some more of today's headlines.